Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He won two elections. He didn't raise rates correctly in 2009 because we were in the midst of a horrible downturn. Republicans won a huge off-year election in 2010 and were able to bargain to a status quo deal. I just don't think Republicans have the leverage or that it's worth using all their whatever leverage they have to maintain rates at 35% instead of 37 or 38, especially if you can take it up to millionaires. I just don't think it's economically, as a matter of policy, important enough.
All right, so there's Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard weighing in on Congress and the fiscal cliff. The so-called fiscal cliff is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of conversation over the weekend on some of your favorite news talk radio programs with hosts that pretty much everybody knows. And as usual, on Monday, we take ourselves around the horn to the various programs that are on television, the so-called news interview programs that set a lot of the tone for the conversation on news talk radio programs during the Monday broadcasts. So the Talk Radio focus on the fiscal cliff. Doug Steffen here. Let's get started with that. Going to the State of the Union, Candy Crowley on CNN talking to the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Jackie Combs from the New York Times about the likelihood that Congress will make a deal to avoid the problem.
Despite all this, oh, it's a new day and we're all going to get along, do you see signs of a deal coming together?
Well, I mean, that is a fascinating conversation. You know, you everybody says this week, right, well, we're going to get together, we're going to do this, we're not going to wait till the last minute this time, it will be fine. But there's this elephant in the room, which is that the president says that there will be no deal unless tax rates on the top wealthiest people in the country go up, and Republicans say, we are not going to do that. How do you resolve that? I mean, that's a
fact. How do you resolve that?
You can resolve it by, you know, splitting it down the middle, but the goal here, at least for the president, is to get $1 trillion in revenues roughly over 10 years. Just, he'd like more, but just from that piece of taxing more on the wealthiest Americans. And I think there definitely is reason to be more optimistic now, as any of us who have lived through the prior budget talks, like in the summer of 2011. I mean, like just when they came out, all four of them together, two Democrats, two Republicans. They addressed each other by their first names. They virtually promised a deal, with the exception, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, did not go that far. But I think that's all, you know, deals come together when it's in each side's mutual interest for a deal to come together. And I think each side here, certainly the president and the Democrats, but the Republicans, too, after their election losses, and they are, you see, they don't have a lot of leverage on this Bush tax rate.
But the favorite dance in Washington now is the two-step, I think. The idea of how you get around this is you have the two-step. You do a small down payment now, and then you come back in 6 months, you set targets, and over the next 6 months, you figure out how to solve the bigger problem. That part everybody seems to agree on.
Right, this framework.
But the first step in the two-step from the White House point of view is, again, raising the tax rates on the top 2% of taxpayers.
And cutting and keeping them down
for everybody,
because
they're
trying to sort of separate that package.
There's Candy Crowley with the two reporters who follow the financial world and their ideas about what's going on in the deal-making department. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Should you care to give me your thoughts, give everybody, not me, give all the people who are listening to the program the advantage or the benefit of your thinking, because it's good stuff. 800-510-8255. It's entirely possible that lawmakers in the White House will reach a deal that staves off this avalanche of tax increases and deep cuts in government programs before the 1st of January. But to do so, they have to resolve some of their deep political disagreements, fiscal disagreements. They have been stymied here time after time. That's why we have no budget, you know, right? There's no budget. The government of the United States has no budget and hasn't for a long time. For a lot of economists, corporate leaders, politicians, it's not thinkable to let the government veer over this cliff, which would drain $500 billion from the economy like that. That's the tax increase. But the president says it could happen. So who's on top and who's on the bottom here? From CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer asks, let's see here. He actually talks about his own point of view on signs leading to the road to avoidance of the so-called fiscal cliff.
I was away a couple of days last week, so when I sat down yesterday morning with my coffee in the Washington Post, I had to read the first paragraph of the story at the top of the page twice. I couldn't believe it. I won't repeat the whole thing, but right there in black and white it said, "The nation's leaders joined hands Friday and pledged fast and far-reaching action to tame the public debt and avoid economic tax hikes. Set to hit in January." I'm not exactly an optimist about Congress doing the right thing. You'll get better odds wagering they won't do anything. But Republican and Democratic leaders came out of their meeting with the president Friday, smiling and calling it a good meeting. It's been a while since we've heard even that. Republicans said they were serious about finding more revenue to run the government. Democrats said they were serious about spending cuts. Staffers are already working this weekend on the framework of a deal to be presented to the president after Thanksgiving. Now, I've been saying the chances for a deal were slim to none. Well, I'm changing that to a maybe. We are still a long, long way from a deal. But in today's Washington, we are a long way from where we were just a week ago.
What do you think about today's Washington, and is Bob Schieffer correct? 800-510-8255. Some more of the Sunday morning chats, the talk programs, and then your calls on the fiscal cliff coming up here on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Just in time for Black Friday. Get unlimited talk.
Call your mother.
Text.
OMG.
And text.
Huh?
That's right. It texts what you think.
Shut the front door.
That's what I'm saying. The next generation of smartphone has it all.
But does it have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Sears Black Friday starts 8 p.m. Thursday with up to 50% off appliance doorbusters. This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Doorbusters through Friday 1 p.m. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 65 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one U.S. Marine delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to over 7 million children in over 700 communities nationwide. With 16 million children living in poverty, millions of families will struggle to make ends meet this holiday. Fortunately, they can turn to Toys for Tots for help. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater for Americans to support Toys for Tots. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated at all Toys R Us or Babies R Us stores through December 2nd. Monetary donations are accepted now through December 24th and online at toysrus.com/toysfortots.
Doug Stephan on today's countdown, the first part of the program devoted to the discussion on the Sunday morning programs on the fiscal cliff conversation. This is a couple of radio programs, actually, that we've monitored here, including John McDonnell talking to ABC's David Curley about what may happen if Congress doesn't make the deal.
So is it all hunky-dory there at the White House and Congress over the they're going to fix the fiscal cliff problem?
Did you hear it, John? The tone. The tone completely was different yesterday. Changed out after meeting with the president. Congressional leaders came out, and you heard the two Republican leaders, Boehner and McConnell, say, we had a very constructive meeting with the president.
Yes, they probably held hands and sang Kumbaya.
Kumbaya,
around
yeah,
the
here
campfire.
We go, yeah. I don't think we're that close. We don't have a deal yet, and this fiscal cliff is real. Nancy Pelosi predicted, though, there would be a deal potentially by Christmas. I don't think that's the big deal that solves everything. I think it's they may get to a framework by Christmas time, agree on that, and say, okay, here's the framework, and we'll fix it all next year. Let's get rid of sequestration and all these, in essence,
for those
tax cuts stay in effect.
For those who don't know, define sequestration.
Yeah, there are a lot of things to talk about here. So this is the fiscal cliff is actually a bunch of different things. So when they couldn't come to an agreement on the budget and they had a super committee and they failed, they put together what they called this fiscal cliff. And sequestration is $55 billion in cuts at the Pentagon and $55 billion in cuts on across the board in non-discretionary spending. That's the Park Service, the Department of Energy. It's everything.
Wow.
So these are mandatory cuts that take effect if they don't make a deal. And in addition to that, the tax cuts that you and I have been living under now for more than a decade would go away and would go back up to the rates that we had under Bill Clinton. And then there's some additional things that make up this cliff. You know, you and I have had a payroll tax cut for the last couple of years to try and get us out of the recession.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of other little tax cuts for businesses and individuals that will also go away. So that's why we call it the cliff. And sequestration is this it was the poison pill that Congress passed to say, listen, we gotta do something, so if we don't, here's the poison pill, and that's sequestration and the rates going back up, the tax rates.
All right, here's host Dave Debo with Congressman Brian Higgins of New York about whether everybody is overreacting to the fiscal cliff talk.
I think I remember you basically saying that we shouldn't worry as much as we are, that Congress can change these things. And it's no big worry. Have I paraphrased correctly, and do you still think that? Are we overreacting to all this fiscal cliff?
Well, I don't know that I characterize it as no big worry. I mean, anytime Congress fails to act and it has a negative impact on the larger economy and the financial markets, it's reason to worry. But as I mentioned, Congress can undo what it has done. I think that's the process that we're beginning to engage in right now, which really doesn't mean anything to the American people because, Congress demonstrates all this drama, which, again, has a negative impact on the economy. So what you have, I think, is an opportunity now because you're at the furthest point from the next presidential election. And a lot of the rhetoric in Washington and the inactivity is driven by presidential politics, as we have seen.
Are we up against a deadline, or is this something we can let slip maybe into just a couple months of next year?
Well, no, I think we need to do something now. I think we need to do something over the next several weeks before the first of the year because you have $1.2 trillion in automatic spending cuts in both defense and domestic spending, plus the expiration of the Bush-era tax cuts, which represent about $3.9 trillion over 10 years. The concern of most economists is that if that were allowed to occur you would have a recession again, and the last thing this economy needs is another recession.
800-510-8255. Your calls on the so-called fiscal cliff. I'm next here on our countdown.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. Thank you, Mr. Big Voiced Announcer. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, and we have your calls lined up. Like Pat in Utah stopped hiring your business until the president does something about this problem.
I've owned a small business for over 30-some years. I've cut way, way back. In fact, as I'm solo, an average of 10 to 12 hours a night, and some during the day. I won't hire until we get this administration to stop and think. They start talking about, and I've got some really good ideas. I wouldn't mind changing not only my field of endeavor, but going into manufacturing and something else on items that would definitely help this country and would definitely be a big access to it. But with them saying that they want to start taxing people over $250,000, I'm going, that's way too low, and let me tell you why. I've got young families that both went through veterinarian school, and they have bought small businesses that were failing and have pushed them. And they work, an average between the two of them, probably 40 to 60 hours individually and dually, right along with keeping their kids with them while they run their business and help to help other businesses survive. And when you start taking these young businesses that are subchapter S or small corporations, and you start taxing them as in, because they get taxed as individuals, then suddenly what you do is destroy the economy there, and you actually will cause them to either fail or to lay off their people. And then you add on top of that the new social program of health care, and I'm going to say it scares me plumb to death, because we needed some changes in health care, but doing it that way has actually made us another big mess that makes Social Security and Medicare look like nothing.
There's a business owner listening to us in Utah. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Obama campaigned on a pledge to end the George Bush tax cuts for households making more than $250,000 a year. Republican leaders say the lower rates from the early 2000 era should remain in effect. Both sides have dug in so deeply that it'll be politically painful for either to back down. Republicans say tax increases on the rich would inhibit job growth. You just heard that last caller. Democrats dispute that, but they have no real proof. So where do you go? Here's Brent in West Virginia on the federal government and what's fair.
What type of government do we want to have? Specifically, do we want the federal government having conversations that are so petty and so nitpicky that we're going to say, well, 250,000, well, 1 million, well, 2 million? It's not the job of the federal government to be involved in social engineering through tax policy. It's also not the job, constitutionally speaking, of the federal government to determine what's fair. That idea of fairness is nebulous and ever-changing based on political conveniences of the day. It's the job of the federal government to provide for the common defense and promote the general welfare, as the Constitution says. And when we get into this idea of we're going to raise taxes on the rich because the rich have to pay their fair share, raising taxes on the rich does absolutely nothing in the federal deficits regarding the national debt.
You are correct, sir. Tom in Maryland says it's time to get rid of the tax cuts, though.
How do we stop this inflation, which is destroying the government, destroying our dollar? We could start with gasoline. It's incredibly costly. And real estate. I have a house that I'm trying to sell now, and I'm looking into retirement homes, and they're obscenely costly to get into a retirement home. The reason, the fact that your house goes up in price is not good. The Bush tax cuts must be ended. They caused one of the worst recessions this country has ever had, and we have to get rid of that. And we get rid of some of these lobbyists, which Obama said he was going to do, but he lied about that, as he has about many other things, and he's just not doing the right thing with getting rid of these costs.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Anyone can find themselves facing foreclosure. Now there's important foreclosure news. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The Independent Foreclosure Review is a free program monitored by federal bank regulators. It's available to borrowers who went through any part of the foreclosure process in 2009 or 2010 and whose mortgage was serviced by a participating mortgage servicer. Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League.
Eligible homeowners can request to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. The review is free, and if an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedies, such as refunded fees, stopping of a foreclosure, or payments that could range from $500 to $125,000 plus equity.
The deadline for the Independent Foreclosure Review is December 31st, so please call the Homeownership Preservation Foundation at 1-855-778-0855. That's 1-855-778-0855.
Fidelity Investments is taking connectivity to the financial markets to the next level with their next generation of mobile apps for iPhone and Android smartphones. Richard Blunk, Executive Vice President, Digital Distribution at Fidelity.
The demand for sophisticated mobile solutions is increasing, and Fidelity is answering that challenge with their next generation mobile apps that give investors real-time analysis, research, and trading tools in the palm of their hand.
For more information, go to fidelity.com/iPhone and fidelity.com/Android. Systems availability and response times may be subject to mobile phone network and market conditions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Now on the countdown, it's 33 after the hour, so we've been through the first half hour of the first hour of the week. It's November the 19th. Thanksgiving week is upon us. A lot of activity on Conversation Radio. Maybe some of your favorite hosts will not be there. This program will air through the course of the week, as it normally does. So up next here for your consideration, what happened in the aftermath of the election. Still a big item, still a lot of people thinking about what might or might not have happened. From Fox News, Chris Wallace talked to Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin, about Mitt Romney's comments. You remember him saying that the president gave gifts to his base in order to win the election.
This week, Mitt Romney, in a conference call with big donors, attributed his defeat to President Obama giving out gifts to minorities and young people. Governor Jindal, you reacted very sharply to that.
What the president's campaign did was focus on certain members of his base coalition, give them extraordinary financial gifts from the government.
I absolutely reject that notion, that description. We've got to stop being the stupid party. You know what I mean by that? Certainly we need to stop making stupid comments.
So, Governor, what was stupid about what Romney said?
Well, two things. First, Governor Romney is an honorable and exceptional man. I'm proud to have campaigned for him across this country, but I absolutely reject what he said. Look, we as a Republican Party have to campaign for every single vote. If we want people to like us, we have to like them first. And you don't start to like people by insulting them by saying their votes were bought. We're an aspirational party. Let the Democratic Party be the party that says demography is destiny, that says we're going to divide people by race, by gender, by class. We as a Republican Party believe our conservative principles are good for every single voter. It's not just a marketing campaign. It's not just hiring better PR folks. We're going to go and convince and fight for every single vote, showing them that we're the party for the middle class, upward mobility. We don't start winning majorities and winning elections by insulting our voters.
But Governor Walker, I want you to take a look at this exit poll from election night. Who is more in touch with people like you? 53% said Obama, 43% said Mitt Romney. Question, how do Republicans convince the middle class that you're looking out for them?
Well, I think you see it in the governorships. We now, in a nation that went for a Democrat for president, you now have 30 states that have Republican governors, I think, because there's a trust factor there. I share the same belief that Bobby mentioned as well, that we need to be a party that didn't just talk about it. We go out and actively take the message, I think a winning message, one that we won on in each of these states I mentioned where they're Republican governors. But we take it and we go out to where people are. We've got a message that works for young people, that works for people who come to our country from other countries, basically for anyone who wants to live their piece of the American dream. We have to show that we're serious about reaching out and helping everyone, not just a group here, not just a group there, but everyone in this country live their piece of the American dream. I think that starts with our governors as great messengers.
800-510-8255. So does that have to do with the tax rate discussion, do you think? Does any of this, the election fallout, have to do with the focus on what do we do now that we're at the fiscal cliff? That was interesting. Newt Gingrich said that Romney's comments about gifts were nuts. Did you hear that? See it? We're discussing weekend talk radio and talk television here on the Countdown. From NBC's This Week, Martha Raddus talked to Mr. Gingrich and George Will about the comments.
What do you think of that? Is that where the Republican Party needs to go?
I just think it's nuts. First of all, it's insulting. This would be like Walmart having a bad week and going, the customers have really been unruly. I mean, the job of a political leader in part is to understand the people. If we can't offer a better future that is believable to more people, we're not going to win.
And how do you do that, George Will? How do you do that?
You begin where Bobby Jindal was. It's been well said that you have a political problem when the voters don't like you, but you've got a real problem when the voters think you don't like them. Mm-hmm. And that is... Mitt Romney was picking up the theme he improvidently put before the country and inadvertently with his 47% video during the campaign. Get back to quit despising the American people, particularly because a lot of what they're despising them for are Republican policies. When Mitt Romney said, so many Americans aren't paying taxes. Yeah, because the Republicans doubled the child tax credit for conservative reasons. Yes, because they expanded the earned income tax credit, as Ronald Reagan did, because they thought it was an effective anti-poverty program.
All right, so what say you on this? 800-510-8255 or email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's host John Caldera talking about the Texas secession petition gathering. This is another fallout of the election.
Right after the results of the 2012 presidential election had been revealed, something out of the ordinary began happening, writes the Examiner. United States citizens started filing petitions so that their states could secede from their country due to Barack Obama becoming reelected as its president. Listen to this. Check this out. As of the evening of Friday, November 16th, 2012, that was Friday night, the petition for Texas's secession had reached over 112,000 signatures. 112,000 signatures. The petition was filed the day after Obama won the election, along with numerous others. As of November 12th, the petition had only 18,000, meaning it had to close to 100,000 new signatures in less than a week. Examiner says, just because a lot of people are signing this petition, though, doesn't mean Texas is any closer to seceding from the United States than any other state. It's still a big state. Texas has a population of close to 26 million people. Texas has its own power grid, I have come to learn. That is, it does not rely on the rest of the power grid. Certainly there's attached in certain places. So it could secede. It's got its own power. Everybody's armed. Nobody's going to invade it. Could be interesting. Both Austin and El Paso have actually filed petitions to secede from the state of Texas due to the petition for the state to secede. Here's Governor Perry's take on it. Quote, Governor Perry believes in the greatness of our union and nothing should be done to change it, but he also shares the frustration many Americans have with our federal government. Now more than ever, our country needs strong leadership from states like Texas that are making tough decisions to live within their means, keep their taxes low, provide opportunities to create jobs so their citizens can provide for their families and prosper. We cannot allow Washington's tax and spend one-size-fits-all mindset to jeopardize our children's future, undermine our personal liberties, and drive the nation down a dangerous path to greater dependence on government. That was the official statement from the governor's office down in Texas.
800-510-8255, the aftermath of the election and what Bobby Jindal had to say. Here's radio host Charlie Sykes on the Jindal comments.
I want to read you something that Bobby Jindal is saying. Jindal, end dumbed-down conservatism. Now, before I read this, I want to make it clear this comes from Politico. It comes from a writer named Jonathan Martin, who may have put his own spin on it, so I'm taking it with a slight grain of salt, but again, it appears to be his own words. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal on Monday called on Republicans, quote, to stop being the stupid party and make a concerted effort to reach a broader swath of voters with an inclusive economic message that preempts efforts to caricature the GOP as the party of the rich. In his first interview since his party's electoral thumping last week, he is urging Republicans to both reject anti-intellectualism and embrace a populist-tinged reform approach that he said would mitigate what exit polls show as one of President Obama's most effective lines of attack against Mitt Romney. Here's a direct quote. We've got to make sure that we are not the party of big business, big banks, big Wall Street bailouts, big corporate loopholes, big anything, Jindal told Politico in a 45-minute telephone interview. We cannot be, we must not be, the party that simply protects the rich so they can keep their toys. He was just as blunt about how the GOP should speak to voters, criticizing his party for offending and speaking down to much of the electorate. Quote, it is no secret we had a number of Republicans damage our brand this year with offensive, bizarre comments. Enough of that, Jindal said. It is not going to be the last time anyone says something stupid within our party, but it cannot be tolerated within our party. We've also had enough of this dumbed-down conservatism. We need to stop being simplistic. We need to trust the intelligence of the American people, and we need to stop insulting the intelligence of voters. Okay, calling on the GOP to be the, quote, party of ideas, details, and intelligent solutions, the Louisianan urged the party to stop producing everything to mindless slogans, taglines, 30-second ads that all begin to sound the same. Simply being the anti-Obama party did not work. You cannot beat someone with nothing. The reality is that we have to be a party of solutions and not just bumper sticker slogans, but real, detailed policy solutions.
800-510-8255. All right, here's Jessica in Ohio on both sides working together.
I'm actually hoping that both will be more open to the idea of coming to compromises for the betterment of the American people, because that is their job, and they need to stop being petty and stop fighting over minute, tiny details, and they need to really look at what we have as our major problem, and we've got to, you know, we've got to start exploring our natural resources here in our country instead of relying on outside sources, and we have to work on immigration and trade, and they just really have to come together, because if they don't, then, you know, it's like United We Stand, and if we're not united, we will fall as a nation.
Food for thought, eh? 800-510-8255. Thank you for that. And now we'll move on in a moment to the continuing focus this weekend on the Petraeus scandal. Who's doing what to whom, more or less? If you want to quickly fill out the poll before time is up at DougStefan.com, the scandal and the focus on what it is that's growing there. Our question was, what do you think, or who do you think, the news media spent too much time on? You can affect the results of that at DougStefan.com.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the countdown here with our focus for the rest of the hour on the Petraeus scandal. Here from Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Senator Dianne Feinstein about her remarks that Petraeus ought not to have resigned.
You initially thought it was too bad that he had to resign, that you wish the president hadn't accepted it. I know he testified before you, apologized for his affair, but he did so privately. I was last with Director Petraeus when he was commanding our forces in Afghanistan. That was back in 2010. And I remember spending a lot of time with him there. And at that time, he was so relished the opportunity to be back in the theater of war commanding our forces. It seemed to be improving his relationship with the Obama administration, where that had been strained. Can you give me some personal sense of how he appeared before you on these substantive matters, but also the personal matters at hand?
Yes, I can. For me personally, this is a heartbreak. I respect David Petraeus. I respect his 37 years of service to our country. I respect his command ability. I expect this great intellect that he has, where he can speak literally on dozens of subjects, training manuals, counterinsurgency, various military tactics. And he is one of our brightest and our best. There is no counter to that. Here's a problem that we have. Our tours are long. They are multiple. Whether you're a private or a four-star, coming back into civilian society is difficult. Here's a man, and you see Time magazine, you see the medals he has, you see the stars. One day he takes all of that off. He's in a plain blue suit like this. He looks no different from you or you or you.
Me.
millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, that's true. 800-510-8255. Now in the countdown, we're into the Petraeus scandal. I said that the poll, which is yet to be calibrated and calculated for the weekend, asks, who do you think the news media spent too much time on? General Petraeus, Paula Broadwell, Jill Kelly, General Allen, shirtless FBI guy, or all of the above? So far, all of the above are carrying the day. Meanwhile, that woman, Jill Kelly, tried to sell herself as something she was not. She claimed she was a high-level rep from the South Korean government and tried to shake down a businessman in America trying to close a $4 billion deal to provide them with natural gas. She wanted an $80 million commission to help seal the deal. This is what you're dealing with. That's what this woman is all about. It's pretty obvious that she's a real nothing from nowhere, who wants to be somebody from someplace. Here's talk host Dick Giuliano with Rachel Smolkin from Politico.com about Petraeus and the political fallout of all of this, including his replacement.
We know Deputy Director Michael Morell has been named the CIA's acting director and seems to have a lot of support for keeping the job, but there's also the belief that a big name is needed to handle the agency and the White House, right?
That's right. This is such a complicated job because, first of all, you're head of this sprawling national security apparatus, this intelligence apparatus, and so that's part one. Then you need to have a strong relationship with the president. That's part two, and to understand that, particularly in this White House, it's the president himself who's setting the big policy and takes a very active role in carrying it out, sometimes right to approving and rejecting targets for drone strikes, so you have to know and be comfortable with that. And then part three, perhaps most important right now, is you need someone who has good relationships with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. They're not very happy with the White House, with the administration and their intelligence gathering and handling right now, to put it mildly. The last thing the president needs right now is a big confirmation fight, and then even once you get past that, you need someone who understands how to talk to lawmakers, how to make them comfortable. So as you say, Mike Morell, very respected among agency veterans, very popular choice, well-regarded, and he's well-liked on Capitol Hill. He does not have sort of the stature of a General Petraeus. So that's a little bit of a question mark there. Another possibility is John Brennan. So he's somebody else. He's the president's top counterterrorism advisor and the deputy national security advisor. So also seen as a big contender for that post. It's not clear he wants the job, though. He's made remarks to friends about needing a break from the relentless work in the White House. This position would not be that break.
No, not at all. Are there some names that are kind of outside the box that are being floated right now?
There are a few, and you know, there are sort of the usual names that always seem to come up for these positions, like Senator Jack Reed or former Senator Chuck Hagel. Reed has indicated he's not interested in the job, but it is possible that it could come back around to him. You know, it's a little harder to be uninterested if you get a call from the president. So we'll see on that. Another possibility is House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, a Republican from Michigan. He's seen as someone who's done a strong oversight but has been less partisan than other choices. But, you know, this is a very sensitive position. It's not clear how the president would feel about that or how Rogers would feel if he'd feel comfortable without a guarantee of having all the access he would need from the president. So that would be one outside-the-box choice.
800-510-8255. Paul's in Lake City, Florida, listening to the Jet on the Petraeus scandal, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just think that the Petraeus scandal is it's a smoke and mirrors for Benghazi. Petraeus, I think, has probably been told to stand down, either stand down or I mean, he works for the government. He wants his retirement. He has no options. Stand down and...
There's no way they can keep him from getting his retirement. This scandal about, you know, his sleeping with Paula Bravo, that's not going to keep him from getting his, he was not engaged in this when he was in the service. Military code of justice only would take away from you if you were still in uniform. He was not.
True. The man's got 35 years in the military. He was CIA head. And all of a sudden, I mean, really, why flood us with so much information about a shirtless FBI agent?
Well,
that's
not anything to do with Petraeus. That's to do with the news media, the news cycle, the 24 hours a day. They have to come up with stuff. It's interesting. I was reading sort of an overview of this and the things that you need to know or may have come out of this as a lesson. Number one on the top of the list is powerful men, no matter how brilliant and accomplished, can suffer from a form of temporary insanity caused by the interaction of arrogance and libido. Now maybe that's that sums this up pretty well. That's it for this hour of our Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.